Okay, good evening, Abayisai. Good evening, good evening. Okay, we're going to be learning some interesting halachas, and we're going to be hopefully getting to Seif Tes, which I think is one of the most often misquoted and misunderstood Shulchan Aruch I think in the whole Eruch Chaim, I think, which is Seif Tes. But let's just get there first. Okay, we're up to various places that one is meant to daven and one is not supposed to daven. So Seif Vav teaches us a little bit about the Chova, which is Seif Vav, Loi B'chova, one should not daven. So Seif Hei told us, not in a makom poetz, not in an open field. That was Seif Hei. And now moving on from that, literally a continuation of this very same sentence, Shulchan Aruch in Seif Vav teaches us, Loi B'chova, not in a place that is in ruins. So a destroyed house, one is not meant to daven in a place that is in a house in ruins. Why is that? Why not meant to daven in a place like that, in a house that is not really standing anymore, only partially standing? First of all, because of suspicion, if you go into that kind of house, people think you're a dodgy fellow. Don't go into a place like that. Who knows what you're going to be end up doing there? Also because of a physical danger. It's health and safety won't allow you to go there. Who knows if there is a brick going to fall on Chazron of a person's head. So now our poilus, don't go into ruins. And finally, now mazikin, because of more spiritual creatures that the Ibn Hashem created, Shadim or whatever it is, the mazikim that maybe are full of mazikim, and it's therefore dangerous to go there. So the three reasons, Chashad, Mapoiles, and mazikim. Therefore, don't daven in a chove. The Mishneh Berurah says in Sefkot Yudalet, the Pnei Chashad, he says, interesting, there's big nafkaminis between the reasons. There's nafkaminis between the three reasons. Mishneh Berurah says in Yudalet as follows: Pnei Chashad, Sheachshedu, people that will be suspicious, Sheyesh lo zoyna mechanes sham, that he has a zoyna which is ready for him there. And therefore, that's the first reason. Ve'machuba emedes besoda, if it's in the field, if it's just in the field, the chova is in the field. There is no, you're unlikely that there's a zoner there. There's no chashad. She'en zoner mitzuyah besode. If he's there with his wife, gam ken leken lamechash chashad, then that reason also wouldn't apply. Then for that reason itself, you'd be allowed to go into chova. V'im chova be'briyo v'chazaka. What if it's a strong built chova, that some part of it is a chova, it's been deserted, but it's still standing strong. There's no danger there. You don't have to worry about Mapoilis. If you've got two individuals entering the Chova, and then there's no Chashash Mazikim. I don't know why. I don't know if anybody knows anything about Mazikim or Shadim. I don't know if you have if you know anything about it. But apparently, if two people go in, Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah teaches us here, you don't have to worry about Mazikim. There is no Mazikim danger if two people go. That if one person goes in, he can be harmful. For two people go in, it's not harmful. Two people go in, and mazikim don't harm two individuals. For three, even less so. Unless it's a place that is well known that there's mazikim in there. And you know the myth, and I really think it's an untrue myth about the Maral of Prague. Yeah, I think they said there's mazikim there. No, that's what they say. The shul, whatever, the attic, whatever, there's mazikim there. So anyway, so if there's a place which is known, it doesn't mean just a myth. If it's known that there's mazikim there, so then you wouldn't be allowed to go even with more than two people. V'avuka keshnaim, if you've got a five, if you've got a torch, it's considered like two people, and you're pretty much safe from mazikim. V'yoreach keshloishav, if there's a moon shining, you're also safe. So if you put all the reasons together, so what are going to happen is the following. If you go into a chova, which is still standing strong, and it's in the field, or you're going with your wife, and you're going two people together, or three people together, then you'd be allowed to daven in a chova. Don't know how often that happens. The only scenario you can think of is that you're walking in the countryside, and you're in a daven, it's time for mincha, and you're finding a place, sometimes you find these old country houses which are left behind. You know what I mean? Like some sort of, I don't know. So if you want to daven there, so you have to be aware that there's a few, if it's like left behind and the roof has collapsed already and it's like partially. So you have to realize, if it's not Bori V'Chozok, if it's not strong, So you have to realize that it's actually an issur of davening. You want to be forming, you want to daven not you don't want to daven in an open field, because we learned chav chile, you don't want to daven in an open field. Be it so, but if it's a chova, you have to think about it twice. Moving on to Siv Zayin, following halacha. V'lo achoyre beis haknesses yimenu machzir ponav lebeis haknesses. Okay, there's a halacha which states you're not allowed to daven behind the beis haknesses yimenu machzir ponav lebeis haknesses. Don't daven behind the beis haknesses if you're not facing the beis haknesses. There's two meanings to that. So what can this mean? The Shulchan Aruch is going to give us two understandings in that, and actually I do feel that's quite relevant. V'achoyre beis haknesses u'atzad she'apesach pesuach boy. Okay, could we just, for this particular shul chanoch, could we just imagine, this is the shul over here, and the entrance wouldn't be like from the side, but imagine the entrance to the shul is not side, like the side of it, but literally in the back over here. Are you okay to be just facing that, to be just in front of the entrance to the shul for a moment? Is that okay for the, okay? So imagine there's an entrance to the shul coming right behind from the back of the shul. There's an entrance in. Now Shulchan Aruch is teaching us there's some positions you're not allowed to daven. If you're in shul and you're facing this direction, that's the way you're meant to daven. Facing towards Mizrach, that's the way. But it's going to be positions. You're not allowed to place yourself in certain positions, because that's going to look very, very odd and awkward. And we're going to see soon that there's some positions you're not allowed to daven. So Mishneh Berurah says, at the Shulchan Aruch, let's continue a little bit. V'hepech atzad she'ponim elav hakol k'shemispalim. If you're facing the other direction, Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Tezani explains as follows. If you're facing the direction of the shul, however, if you're facing the opposite direction, opposite than the tzibur, shem ispalim lemizrach, they are davening towards mizrach, v'ulemarev, and you're davening towards the opposite direction, that you're not allowed to do. And Mishneh Berurah adds, al keni k'rosha, going to be considered a rosha, shenire k'shter reshuyas chas v'sholem, it's considered as if the chas v'sholem is two reshuyas, it's two authorities, chas v'sholem. So therefore, you're not allowed to be, if that's the entrance over there, you wouldn't be allowed to stand there and face the other direction, the opposite direction. You're not allowed to, because it looks like everybody's doubling towards this direction, and this individual is facing, well, the position really, the direction really, I'm standing literally now, facing that direction, everybody's doubling this way, I'm doubling that way. Yeah.
Well, that faces,
Yeah.
Their entrance.
Okay, very good. So we are specifically talking about if you actually be standing over here. If you'll be standing over there, literally, behind the Beis HaKnesses, you're standing over here outside by the entrance and you're facing that direction. It's full, the shul is packed, there's no spare seat, and the only place you're finding is literally outside over there. You have to face that direction. Otherwise, it looks like you're facing the opposite direction of the tzibur. Yeah? Rosha is considered a Rosha. That's one understanding. That you have to face the rest of the tzibur as well. V'achoyre beis haknesses pesach besuach boy, the back of the beis haknesses is the entrance. V'hepach hatzad she'ponim elav, and as the opposite direction, then the tzibur is davening hakol k'shemispalim when they're davening. That's one understanding. So again, that understanding is you wouldn't be allowed to stand over there. Face that direction, the opposite direction of the tzibur. For yesh meforshim behepach, and there's another understanding as well. So if God Muzan explains, what is the other understanding as well? Who does ri? Who va betalmid Rabbeinu Yoina? This is the opinion of the ri, which is brought in Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. The meforesh achoyre beis haknesses. Who explains? The back of the beis haknesses. Haynu achoyre koisel mizrochi shein sham sochi. No. We're not talking about this position over here. Rather, we are talking about the front, where there's, imagine the wall over here. So the wall over here, if somebody is standing outside of the shul, outside, behind that wall, or in front of that wall, if that shul is packed out, there's not a spare seat, and he wants to hear the chazan. So he's putting himself right outside over here, in front of the shul, to hear the chazan well. So there's no entrance there. She'ein sham psochim. There's no entrance there. So what he wants to hear everything well. So he's facing basically the chazan. He's standing outside over here, facing the chazan. And he says, although he's literally facing this direction over here, Finitzel שמספר לרוח שכל הציבור מספר לי ואפילו אחי נקרושו כי מכלל היוס משלם עליהם ואחורים עליך על השם. So what he's doing is that he's actually outside over here, but he is he's not facing this direction, he's facing the direction of the rest of the Olam. So unlike the person over there who is facing the back to the shul, he over here is actually davening facing the identical direction than the shul. He's facing that direction. So what's wrong about it? What's wrong about it? What's wrong about it is that his back is facing the... That's right. His back is facing the front of the shul, the Ohr HaKodesh. So that's called Achoireim, Achoireihem, their backs, Eleichal Hashem, is towards the Eichal Hashem. And that's considered a Rosha. So therefore, he's not allowed, you're not allowed to, if this whole shul is packed out, and you want to daven in front of you, you're not allowed to have your back facing the shul. Achoireim, Eleichal Hashem. And that's the other understanding, where you wouldn't be allowed to stand. So there's exceptions to that. וכשמספר בשעת סטוד, וגם כשמספר בשעת סטוד מחוץ לבית הכנסת, יש להחמיר שחס מפונו לבית הכנסת. Even if you are on the side, outside, you should be facing the, you're facing the Beis HaKnesses, don't turn your back to the shul. He's saying the wrong message. If you have the back towards the shul, you should always be facing towards the shul. וכל זה כשניקה שמחסי אחורי לבית הכנסת, that's all, the only issue applies. If the back is, if it's recognizable that your back is towards the shul, but if you're actually not davening right outside the shul, but you have a few houses in between, let's say you'd be davening, can you think of a road which is a bit further out? What's the road? Not road parallel to Mowbray, maybe. Warmer Close, that's right. So if you're davening Warmer Close, you don't have to worry about it. If you're davening Warmer Close, you don't have to worry about it, because there's houses in between, there's streets in between, there's houses in between, so there you don't have to worry where your back is facing, it doesn't make a difference, because it's not, it doesn't look like Achoirem Eleichal Hashem, because there's houses in between. ומספר בית הסומך בית הכנסת בפורוב כנגד ארץ ישראל כרוי ואחורב לכויס לבית סוי שהוא כנס בית הכנסת מוטה שאין עונה כשמח סיפון לבית הכנסת שלכנו הוא חסס that if there is any houses in between, you just face Yerushalayim, you just face the right direction, and don't worry about where you, if your back is facing the shul or not, you don't have to worry about it. This is Seif Zayin. Seif Ches. Seif Ches. Also, Lavoy, you're not allowed to pass Chutz LeBeis HaKnesses. You're not allowed to pass the entrance of the shul. Betzad, by the side, Shapesach Pesuach Boy, where the entrance is, Beshar Shatzibo Mispalalim, where the shul is, when the shul is davening, Mipnei Shenirik Koifa, because you look like you don't believe in Hashem. Kevon She'einu Nechnas Leispalal, because you're not entering the shul when everybody's davening. So, imagine there's an entrance in the back, and everybody's davening, whether they're davening Shachris, or davening Musa, whatever they're davening. And you're walking past, the shul, the entrance, the door is open, you're walking past, people will say, look, well, what kind of business? Why is he not entering the shul? Why isn't he entering the shul? We're all davening, and he's walking, he's passing by, why is he not davening? So this sends the message as if he doesn't believe. Shenir Gekoifa, why is he not joining? Why is he not joining? Why is he not davening? And therefore, you have to ensure that you mustn't walk past the entrance when everybody's davening.
Maybe already davening somewhere.
Very good, precisely. What about, absolutely, what if davening already? Very much in line with that. Shulchan Aruch says, Vim no isemasui, if you're carrying a load, oi, shalavush tefillin, or you're wearing tefillin, oi, or shiyesh beis haknesses achabair, there's another shul in town. If you're wearing tefillin, or there's another shul in town, or maybe that shul itself has got two entrances. There's an entrance from the back, there's an entrance in front. Who says he's passing by ignoring it? Maybe just going to the other side, he's entering the other side. So, or even if he's riding on an animal, more than it's permitted. So the only case this will be also is, if there's only one shul in town, one door to the shul, and you are walking without tefillin, and you're not riding on the door. It doesn't look like you're all busy. You're simply ignoring the shul. If there's another shul, there's no shaila about it. It's perfectly in order. If you're wearing tefillin, it's also fine because everybody can see you're not a kofer. And if you're riding on an animal, or you're busy, or you're schlepping loads, and you see that you're not ignoring the shul, you're just busy, you've got your business to see to, then the issa won't apply. That's the halacha. That's the halacha with regards to halacha. What will be the halacha, Boisai? That if there's only one shul in town, but that shul has got a 6 o'clock shachis, a 7 o'clock shachis, an 8 o'clock shachis, and an 11 o'clock shachis, and are you allowed to walk? But it's the only shul in town. That was very common in countless galas. There's only one shul in town, and people have a few minyanim there. So would you be allowed to walk past without filling? You are not davening at 7 o'clock. You are one of those that tend to daven at 11, and you want to just walk past it. You want to walk past the shul. Are you allowed to do that? If there's another shul in town, it's fine. We said it's fine. But if it's the same, what do you think? If it's the only shul, you're allowed?
Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, va'afilu, excuse me, not Chav Zayin, but Chav Hey, Oishi Yesh Beis HaKnesses, Nirali Dehu Adin, similarly as well, Him Regilim Beis HaKnesses, if there is in that particular Beis HaKnesses, Kama Minyonim, there's a various Minyonim in that very shul, Kam Ken Shoy, it's also fine, to lo yovoyu, lechosh doi, people are not going to be suspicious. He's not a kofer, he's just davening a bit later. And therefore, if there's a few minyanim in that very shul, it's fine. Okay, Rabbi, we're now about to start Sif Tes.
Rabbi, I think this is the most, I don't want to say controversial, but probably the most, I can't say misleading either, but it's one of the Shulchan Aruch which I think is very, very widely misquoted. And that is a person's obligation to daven with a minyan. Okay, are we ready for that topic, Rabbi Yisai? When is a person obligated to daven with a minyan? And this is very misleading, I think, what some people think. The Shulchan Aruch says the following words, and these are the words which I'd like to focus on. Yishtadel Adam, a person should be careful, yishtadlus, he should try. Leispalel to daven beveis haknesses in a shul im hatzibu with a minion. Veimu onos, and if it's an oines, she'ein yochay lovo lebeis haknesses, he cannot go to a beis haknesses to shul. Yechavein, he should attempt leispalel to daven beshao shatzibu mispalim, should at least daven when other people are davening. Okay. Continues the Ramah. Vehu Adin, similarly, Bnei Adam, people hadorim b'yeshuvim, people who are davening in villages, people who are living in villages, ve'eino a minyan, and there's no minyan, mikol mokim, nevertheless, yispalelu shachis ve'arvis, the shudavin shachis and ma'ariv, bizman at the time, shatzibu mispalelin. Shudavin ma'ariv and shachis, when people are davening, when there's a tzibu davening, V'chein and similarly, nenas v'lo yispalel. If he wasn't honest and he wasn't able to daven b'shosh yispilu atzibu when there was a minion, who mispal b'yochni davens individually, afal p'kei, nevertheless yispal v'veis haknesh daven in shul. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, there's many, many topics we need to cover over here. First and foremost, I would like to, yeah.
Didn't you say that last week, if somebody is hungry and wanted a full meal, it's better for him to daven at home, in a sibu, otherwise, rather than eat, and then go and daven.
That's what the Bialocha says indeed. Yes.
Yeah, so now you're saying it's better to daven the sibbah.
I wasn't addressing somebody who needs to eat. I wasn't addressing somebody who needs to eat. Right. I'm talking as a principle now, obligation to daven with the minyan.
But wouldn't that apply to somebody who needs to eat as well?
Okay, very good. So over there we're saying that the issa of eating before davening overrides the obligation of the minyan. Does that make sense?
So in other words, if he's really that hungry, it's better him to daven at home and then eat rather than eat and go to shul.
Correct. Rabbi Sai, I want to focus on the first two words. Yishtadel Adam. A person should be careful to daven beveis haknesses with a tzibu. What does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean What words imply, Rabbi Feingold? What do the words imply?
It implies that there's no Kiddush.
Yeah.
But it's talking about the Beis HaKnesses and not the
Tzibbur. Oh, beautiful. Very, very good. That's excellent. Very, very interesting. Okay, let's just try to understand Rabbi Feingold's words. There is the words of here seem a bit interesting. Yishtadel Odom. You should try to daven in the Beis HaKnesses in the shul. Now, normally, you wouldn't expect Shulchan Aruch to say that. If there is an obligation to daven with a minyan, is an obligation to daven with a minyan or not? Let's start from scratch. Rabbi say, is there an obligation to daven with a minyan, yes or no? Is it an obligation? Is it a chiyuv de rabbanon? Is it a minik? Is it a minik toiv? What is it? Do you need to daven with a minyan, or is it a good thing to daven with a minyan?
Don't you distinguish between what you said was, is it daven with a minyan, or even
good, good, good. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yeah. Okay, we'll get to a very similar point shortly, Mitz Hashem. Rabbi say, is an obligation with a minion or not? Doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it. So you'd assume, what is these words? He started Adam. A person should be careful. It would imply that it's not a real obligation. You'd say Chai of Adam. You don't understand. Person is obligated. Chai of Adam. Or you know, Yishtadel Adam. Is it just a Yishtadlus? How would you translate Yishtadlus? A try. Yes, a try. Do you need to try? That's how far it goes.
Do what he can.
Okay, and I think this is where people sometimes tend to get it a little bit wrong. Because, of course, the halacha is clear. According to pretty much all the achronim, there's one exception, but pretty much all the achronim agree that, yes, davening with a tzibur is an absolute obligation. There is an absolute obligation. A person must daven with a minyan. Yes, if it's a minyan available, you have to daven with a minyan. So, of course, the question, if that's the case, what's the question? What's the Yishtadel Adam? What does Yishtadel mean? Yishtadel means you should attempt, you should try. That sounds like a strange word. Sounds like very strange words. So the answer for that, the one Poshut answer, I think that's what Mishnah Berurah learns, it's very much what Rav Feingold suggests. Rav Feingold says that over here the Yishtadlus is not going on the words you have done with a minion. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a person. He can either have at home a minion. My grandfather, Zichron Livracha, for years when he was old, he lived on the top floor. In you know, the flats in Switzerland, and he lived on a high floor. In Switzerland, everybody's got flats. So my grandfather, Zichron Livracha, was old Yid. He was mamash an old Yid, and for years he couldn't. He was old. He was health. I mean, he was well, but he was frail. He couldn't go down. There was no elevators to go down all the stairs. It was a big tircha to go to shul, and then in shul. Again, in Switzerland, you have to go lots and lots of stairs up to the shul. It was just too much for him. So they arranged the minyan in his house. They arranged the minyan for his house. And he davened for years. He was hardly ever in shul. I mean, he could hardly make it. And he davened especially on Mitoyim, I think he did. But otherwise, he was davening at home. He was davening at home. And so we're talking about a person who's got a minyan in his house. A minyan, he could daven with a minyan in the house. And the question is, do you have to go to a Beis HaKnesses to daven with a minyan, or can you daven at home with a minyan? Shulchan Aruch on that says, but we're talking about davening with a minyan. On that, says Rabbi Feingold, and that's definitely Pshat in Mishnah Berurah over here, that, yes, Yishtadel Odom, even if you've got a minyan in the house, you should try to go to shul. We're not talking about over here the obligation of davening with a minyan. And look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Even if he's got 10 people in his house, he shtal beis haknesses. You should try to go beis haknesses. I think that's mamash how the Mishnah Berurah learns. It's not just an additional chiddush. I think that's the Mishnah Berurah learns in Shulchan Aruch. I'm beseif yitchaz Mishnah Berurah sifkot nunhei. So yes, the shtadel is go to a shul with a minion, even if you've got a minion in beveso in his house. Does that mean, Rabbi Yisai, on Motzei Shabbos, a lot of places have the, in many places, there's a Motzei Shabbos, they daven in private houses. I don't know, in Stamford, it's very common here as well, some, you know, they daven in a house. So does that mean as well, if you've got a neighbor who has got a Ma'ariv, Motzei Shabbos, in a private house, next door to you, and you can go to a shul. Does that mean you should rather go to shul? Yeah, is that what it means?
For example, last time I go to mental usually in a university room. I have the choice of going to Redford, which is shul. The room is slightly nearer, but I could go to Redford. So.
Yeah, so it could be. It could be. What do you think? What do you, Tina?
It's more convenient.
It's more convenient. Yeah.
It's only about another 10-15 minutes, but I would be diving in a shul. Well, not in the shul itself. They have in the base medrash. They dive in the
right.
Not actually in the shul itself. They dive in the
right.
Right.
Right. So I have a feeling that, assuming that it is a proper shul that you refer to, that would be very much a shalav of Shulchan Aruch that you should try to attempt. If sometimes it's not possible, if you haven't got enough time, you haven't got enough break, it's not working out, so be it so, fine. But that's really pretty much what Shulchan Aruch is referring to. He started his Pal Beis HaKnesses, who's trying to dive in the shul if that's possible, even if you've got a minion. But that's probably what it means. Although, having said that, really what the Shulchan Aruch may be talking about, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is Bevei Soy. If you've got 10 people in your own house, you should make the effort of going to a shul. He doesn't necessarily mean that in the case that I was talking about, Amotzei Shabbos and Ma'ariv, that you should necessarily, I'm not sure if that's what it means, that, I don't know, because it could be that it's just, you know, the aspect of the Schapsir is the aspect of going out. I'm not sure if what exactly is the main point over here. Parashtos, you should make, he's talking about the Beis HaKnesses element, and that you should go to the Beis HaKnesses if you can. But Mishabu does say Bevei Soy. So that's that. But there's much more to cover on that point, but I just wanted to eliminate the misunderstanding that there's no big, that there's just a chiyuv v'shtadu sudav with the minion. That's certainly not the case according to the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Okay, just to recap what we covered very briefly, Be'asiyat Lishmaya tonight. We learned that a person should not daven in a chuva because of chashat reasons, suspicions, mepoiles, he may fall down, may collapse, mazikin. We learned that you shouldn't daven behind a shul. And we learned two pshatim in that. One pshat was, don't daven in the back, behind the shul, facing the other direction. That's no good. You're facing your back towards the rest of the tzibur. That's, you can't. You can't daven in the back of the shul facing the opposite direction. Similarly, in the other understanding was, in the front of the shul, don't daven the same direction the rest of the mispalim, because your back is going to be facing the Heichal Hashem, v'achorim alech Hashem, which is also. So that's no good. We then learned that you're not allowed to pass the entrance of a shul, just walking past, because you're going to look like a koifer. However, there's many exceptions to that, which makes it not very relevant anymore. The exception is if there's other shuls in town, there's other minyanim in the same shul, or if you're walking around you look with tefillin, then it's going to be okay. We also learned then that you are not allowed to, and then we learned that the Shulchan Aruch says, Yishtadl Adam Yispal Ve'Zakneses, and we explain exactly what that means, and we shall continue in much more detailed halacha as regards to this minyan issue, Yemetz Hashem, in tomorrow's Shem.